Welcome to episode 371 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
I'm dying.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Whew. You had a real Oscar the Grouch tone.
I was dying.
Yeah, you caught a... You've been fine this whole time. You caught a bug right in the intro.
Something happened, man. I don't know what happened. I breathed in, and it was like glass.
Oh, it's not good.
I'm better now. I'm good.
We're going to leave that in because I want people to know how real life works sometimes.
Oof. I have a cold.
I have allergies. Allergies are on point right now.
Yeah, I have a cold. And I'm a little hungover.
Right. Maybe mostly that last part.
Yeah, mostly the last part right now, but I do have a cold.
Producer Gerald in the house. He is cold free as far as I know.
And hangover free, I believe.
Yeah. He was 7 minutes late getting on this morning, though.
He was.
So... he blamed technical difficulties. I blame timekeeping.
Right. Time management skills.
Sense of urgency, all those things. So besides hungover, how have you been?
Good. Not another uneventful week. So
now, is that a victory for you, an uneventful week, or is that a failure?
No, it is an incredible victory.
Right.
I want things to not happen. I prefer my life... and everything I do, I prefer to be like chameleonic, which means I just blend and don't get noticed. And an uneventful week is proof that is coming true and that I'm doing some things
the
right.
The dreams do come true.
Right. I'm doing some things right. I don't ever want to be at the bottom of anything because you get noticed. And I don't want to be at the top of anything because you get noticed. I want to be right there in the middle because nobody messes with you when you're right there.
Mm-hmm. I don't think chameleonic is a thing either.
Chameleonic?
Yeah.
Sure it is. It's like a chameleon.
No, I understand how you're using it. I don't think it's a thing, though.
I think it is. Yeah. I think producer Gerald needs to look that up and see if chameleonic is an actual word.
Because someone on the internet's used it doesn't make it a real thing.
It might have an actual definition from like Webster's or something.
Yeah, it'll have one from Urban Dictionary.
Hey, that's a word. There you go. Dictionary.com.
Let's any click on it.
Lizard... what is it?
I can't see. It's always so tiny.
See?
It's just talking about chameleons.
Chameleonic.
That's any lizard in the family of the chameleons, basically. Having long, slender legs.
And the ability to change color. A changeable or fickle person.
Yeah, so what you said is you like being changeable and fickle.
Right. That's apparently that's what I said. That is not what I said. I kind of said it meant I like to just blend in, but no. Apparently dictionary.com has different ideas of what chameleonic is.
You're like, I like to have slender legs.
Right. A prehensile tail.
Yeah. I like to be fickle as fuck right off the bat. I'll tell you that. I've not been lizard like. I had also a pretty mundane week yesterday. I woke up inspired. I've had a project. I need to clean out my garage for a while. And I was like, you know, so I slept in. I went to bed early. I slept in on Saturday. So I got like 12 hours of sleep, which never happens.
Nice.
Thought I died.
So I'm guessing you didn't game?
No, didn't game Saturday night at all. And
Friday night.
And Friday night, yeah. And then slept in. Didn't go to the give me a five.
Ah.
It was super restock weekend, which is shitty, but I skipped that. And then I woke up with so much sleep, because that's like 2 days worth of sleep for me.
Right.
Maybe 3 days worth. That I was like, today is the day I'm going to rip that old built-in workbench out of the garage, and I'm going to move all my arcades and the deep freeze and all that stuff. And also, I'm going to do it all by myself, because I'm inspired. And it took 4 hours, approximately 4 hours. And I feel like shit now.
Right. Now, here's the question. You say you feel like shit now. You did all that work for 4 hours yesterday. Did you look at that with a sense of pride? Or did you look at it like, oh, my back hurts. What the fuck did I do?
So right now, I'm like, my back hurts. Every time since that I've stepped into the garage, I almost get a semi-chub.
Because you think it looks good.
It's the best it's ever looked.
So there's a, you know, that's going to be like fucked up in 2 days, right?
Probably, but it's the first time.
Okay.
The arcades have been like highly accessible. Like I could play them all right. Well, I could play three quarters of them right now.
Okay.
And that's not been a thing in a long time.
So you're proud and you have that sense of accomplishment. Okay.
Yeah, it's still a little too cold to play them because they're in the garage and because those tubes get so hot, you can't play them when it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we'll soon be heading into spring and I'll be able to play them and I'm excited to play them. So, yeah, I feel good about it. Yeah, we'll see how long it lasts, but I feel okay about it. But my back hurts. You know, I want to be clear on that. The back hurts.
Mm-hmm. You're hurting.
I don't think I've injured myself, but I've had a nagging back pain for a few weeks now because I think I just need to take a good weekend off and not do shit.
I need to do that every weekend, to be fair.
It's a muscle situation, but I keep keep aggravating it.
It's part of me being chameleonic.
Yeah, right, with a slender leg. Skip leg day.
Yeah, and the prehensile tail.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
I think it means removable.
Is that what a pop-off tail is called, a prehensile?
I think so. I'm not positive of that because I am not a zoologist. I need to be clear here.
I am, so.
You are a zoologist.
I skipped lizard day, though, so.
Gotcha.
I watched that Jurassic World, the newest one.
Oh, yeah, Fallen Kingdom?
Yep, I watched that. Yep, I was into it. It made me want to play Jurassic World Evolution again.
So it's good, huh?
I don't know. I like dinosaurs.
I know, I like dinosaurs too.
But I like Chris Pratt. I thought it was good. I thought it was serviceable. I thought it was a Jurassic World. It was one of those. You know?
Like the first one is just mind-blowingly good movie to watch. And the other ones are just kind of cool dinosaurs.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I want to say that's a good movie, but it's not a bad movie. So maybe it is a good movie by default.
No, that's not how that works.
It's not bad though.
It's not bad. It's not good. It's fun. It's 2 hours of fun.
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay, it's all that's necessary.
It's not a ton of dinosaurs, believe it or not.
I do believe it.
But I thought it was okay. They should probably stop making those for a while.
Jurassics, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure
cool
they
to see them come back, take a breath now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know that they have. The thing is, it's nothing like that first time. The first time you see Jurassic Park in the theater, oof, when it comes out in 1993.
Dude, and the song hits. The ditty that everybody could sing or could mumble right now.
Yeah. And because that's what I did. I saw it in the theater, and it was like, whoa.
The first time you, like, see the dinosaurs, you're like, oh,
never,
shit.
Never seen anything like this before in my life. And, you know, I'm 18 years old at that point.
So, full of life.
It was just, wow. Yeah. Exactly.
Not hardened by this cruel world yet.
Not feeling the need to be chameleonic at that point.
Right. Right. Eyes not moving independently at that point. I thought it weird that chameleonic didn't mention the eyes when I think that's one of the more noticeable features of a chameleon.
Well, there are different chameleons.
Don't their eyes all move independently, though?
No. That's a specific type of...
I like those.
...chameleon. Yes.
Those are the ones you get at PetSmart.
You can get those at PetSmart, yes.
The PetSmartis chameleonic brand. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, look at that.
I have some Jurassic World Lego stuff. Oh, that's what we're looking at, in case you wonder why I said that.
That is not Jurassic World. That's Jurassic Park.
Well, the little badge back there says Jurassic World.
The badge is wrong. Those characters are all from... Jurassic Park.
You're taking a look at John Hammond there in the front center.
John Hammond up front. There's Ellie. Dr. Ellie.
Is that Goldblum on the left?
Yes.
Is he shirtless?
It's open. It's open like when he's laying on the table.
Some of those are good, but the Goldblum's a stretch.
You don't think that's good?
No.
Huh?
I used the process of elimination to even figure out who he was.
Oh, no, I knew exactly who it was. Dr. Ian Malcolm.
He's in like Without he's a in doubt. The new movie again too.
I heard he just has a quick cameo though, right?
Yeah. Also, I realize I keep saying new movie and it came out a year ago. I realize that, assholes.
New movie.
Let us know. I know.
I knew it.
I watched it last week. It's brand new. As far as I'm concerned. I think I bought maybe Lego Jurassic World and it came with a Lego one
Minifig?
Of those like a, no, it came with like a little set.
Oh.
One of those ones that's in the clear bag.
Mm, okay. Yep.
I think it came with one of those.
Gotcha. Fair enough.
So besides being hungover, have you played anything besides the alcoholism game?
I did jump into Division 2 for about an hour just to see about what it'll be like to try to get my bearings back. And I don't think an hour was enough to determine if I could get my bearings back, to be honest. There's been some changes since I've been on. Mm-hmm. I got to remember how to read the map. I got to remember how to navigate the UI, all that stuff. And the min-maxing is going to be a chore for me because there's so much new stuff that all my old stuff is pretty much useless. So after an hour of that, I was like, yeah, cool. Yep, probably have to start a new character and start all over. So then I just played, the rest of the time I played Borderlands all week. I'm still skipping through some of the different modes and wrapping up some of the side quests. Because I do want to, the biggest thing I want to do is I want to max out my character. I want to get to the level cap.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to at least play it enough to do that. And then we'll see what happens after that. But I've definitely got my money's worth out of it. I played the shit out of it.
Gotcha. I played some of the Usual Suspects, Wreckfest. They finally put out a DLC pack. Another one. Three more cars in there. I played Rocket League, Farm Together. And then I got jumped back in Dreams.
Mm.
So well, Dreams
single player
had its
release this week, right?
Yep. Dreams had its full release on February 14th. And it does now include it includes a story mission. I don't know if I'm comfortable to say a single player. It's a entire game that's created within Dreams. Also losing my voice.
Okay.
It's an entire game created in Dreams, I guess is the easiest way to say it.
Okay. So it's a single player experience. It gives you an idea of this, some of the different things you can do.
Yeah, it's art
in there.
Art's Dream is what it's called. And it's long. I've probably played it for 3 hours and I looked and I think I'm only about a third of the way through it.
Wow.
So it's extremely long. You unlock a bunch of prize bubbles along the way. And then I've been playing around with some stuff that people have built. And I got to say, I don't know what happens with Dreams. And I don't know ultimately what happens with Media Molecule.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah.
Like they basically have built, you know, and I've poked around with trying to make, you know, games before on a very entry level capacity. It is the easiest vessel I've ever seen to create a full game.
Mm-hmm.
It's still very hard.
Right.
But your ability to, you know, if you need a tire, you don't need to make one. You just type in tire, you look at all the ones there, and you grab the one you want, and that person automatically gets credit. You know, that's super neat. You don't need to spend, if you're not a sculptor, you don't need to spend time making things. The assets are there.
Someone's already made them.
Yeah, and if you are a sculptor, then you can just make shit all day. If you're into music, you know, you can make it. If you're not, you can just find it. They're going to get credit. You know, all that's really neat. If you're it kind of picks your thing. But if you're, you know, the whole idea is you collaborate with other people. You know, mm-hmm. if you're somebody who wants to write a story, but you don't, you know, maybe gameplay and all that's not your thing. It's really neat, and everything I've played so far, Gerald's showing us the Fallout 4, which was created in Dreams. It's been going around making the rounds the last couple weeks. Nothing I've played right now has been a knockoff of anything else. I've exclusively played new stuff,
original stuff.
And I've been very impressed. And it's getting full reviews now that it's out, and the game is scoring extremely well. It's like nines and tens everywhere.
Mm-hmm. A lot of innovation is what
I don't think Sony has any idea how to market it. I don't know that anybody does. I don't think it's going to do well.
Mm-hmm.
But they have created something spectacular, and I'm very impressed with it. And I played this game last night. It's called Left-Handed Chef, I think.
Yeah.
Or Southpaw Chef or something like that. And basically, it's a first-person like chef simulator, but you get a phone call in the beginning, and you can only use your left hand. And it controls like shit. One stick controls the up and down, and one stick controls the left and right, and then you got to grab. So you're trying to make shit, and you got a knife, and you're like knocking cups over into the pot, and they're on fire. It's very silly and very fun. And, I mean, there's kart racers. You know, Gerald's showing you some stuff now, but it really is incredible what they have made. And I'm sure that this is very quickly going to go to PC. It'll be on PS5. And I think in the future they're going to have a way that these games migrate off of Dreams into the store or into a marketplace where they sell them. I like the idea of Dreams being like $20 for a version that doesn't let you create but just lets you play.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I'll give them credit on, maybe more than any other game with Create, and obviously they've had experience with Little Big Planet and everything else, but their curation is very good. It's easy to find good levels.
Right.
You don't have to sort through bullshit to find good levels. So shout out to Dreams, Media Molecule, and Sony for allowing that to happen. I don't know what the future holds, but the thing is damn cool. And I think I'm finally to the point now that it's out, once I play through Art's Dream, that I'm going to start trying to make stuff.
Very cool.
Yep.
Sounds right. Actually, it sounds right up your alley.
Yeah, I don't suggest that you get it.
No, I will not.
To be clear, I don't suggest, nor do I think that would be a good idea.
Yes, no. But it sounds exactly like something you enjoy, so.
Yeah, it's fun. I've been enjoying it so far.
I mean, I like the idea of being of creating stuff, but then I'm like, it goes back to that blend-in thing. I don't want to put in the time and the effort to create something. I just want it to be good. Awesome.
I will say, out of all the games I've played where you create, this might be the one that's the most accessible for you because of what I just said.
Right.
And that if you know what you want to, you know, because you're very into the narrative side, if you know what story you want to tell, you can find the assets. And then there's message boards and everything else where you can say, hey, I need help with this gameplay component or this or that. I mean, people can leave you patch notes and people can jump in and collaborate with you. I mean, it's very, it's kind of built on that community aspect of like, you're not in this alone. So, you know, maybe the most accessible it's ever been, especially if you don't want to mess with some of the other stuff. I still don't think it's
for me.
It's probably still a lot of time and effort.
Yeah.
One thing that strikes me different from when I played the tutorial in early access, if you're just into a thing now, so if you're just into sculpting, it's broken out for you. So you can jump in and just take the sculpting tutorial.
Oh, cool.
And nothing is locked behind a tutorial gate or anything like that, or the art stream or anything. So you can take the tutorial on sculpting, and then you can just immediately start sculpting, putting stuff up there.
That's
you don't
cool.
have to wait. Or if you're just into gameplay, you can just start playing. Or if you're just into you know, the more programmy side of things, you can do just that. And the game actually labels you based on what you do the most of, so people kind of get an idea of what you are in Dreams.
Gotcha. Good.
So that's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's $40 now. It was 30 in early access, but anybody interested out there, it is fully released now. And like I said, I think that I've been reading that Art's Dream as a 6-hour, you know, type deal, 5 to 6 hours. So I think you're getting decent gameplay for $40. Not to mention all the other Media Molecule levels and user created levels and everything like that.
Right. All the other fun stuff to play.
Yep. So, that's it for me. That's what I played.
Next one. Yep. I just covered what I played.
All right. Well, if this is your first time here, welcome. Dan's not always hungover, and I'm not always losing my voice, but today we are.
Mm-hmm.
You're here on a lucky episode, I guess.
Ooh, yeah.
You won the lottery, some people might
say.
That's right. Jackpot.
That's right. The gods are shining their eyes upon you this morning.
The sweet nectar of the gods is splashing in your ear holes right now. And you're welcome. If you want to support the show, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch and support us over there. If you don't want to support, then, you know, tell your bartender about us when you're getting shit-faced. Maybe they'll remember when they get home to jump on and download it.
They might.
Or your Uber driver, your DD, let them know as well.
Yep.
We'll make this whole episode themed on being drunk.
Maybe your DoorDash delivery driver, mm-hmm. too.
Maybe your AA friends. Maybe let them know.
Hi,
I'm Ryan. Check out this podcast.
Right, you could do that. Hi, my name is Ryan, and you should listen to this podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, hey, no free shout outs.
Right.
Sponsors only. Not that kind of sponsor.
Yeah. Oops.
Today's AA meeting is brought to you by Squarespace. The most affordable and easy way to build your own website. Do you think it's like that? Is it that bad?
No. AA is that bad, no.
Everything else is sold out, so who knows?
I don't think AA did.
Good for them. Good for them. That's all. That's it. It's the whole show. Good night. We'll see
Game
you next
over.
Week.
Short one this week. I got to go to bed.
It's not even that early. I know it sounds early because my voice and Dan's demeanor, but it's not even that early.
My demeanor? What does that mean?
I mean, you're a little chameleonic this morning.
I'm feeling chameleonic, a little fickle.
Fickle is really underused. I don't hear fickle enough.
Actually, here there's a radio station
called the Fickle.
They call it Fickle 99. Yeah,
that's weird. Fickle 99. They don't even know what they're gonna do.
I think it's Fickle 99. Or maybe it's Fickle 93.
Yeah. What does it say? Okay. We play what?
I think it's everything.
Oh, yeah. That is what it says. Fickle 93.3, we play everything.
It's like, you know how some are like classic rock stations and some are like pop hit stations? They do like everything.
Well, they play country and then rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's bizarre. They're like genre free.
Right. They play, they don't play, it's mostly like rock pop stuff. But you're talking from the 70s, 80s, 90s. You know, they play everything from the Beatles to Smash Mouth to Fuel,
Rest in peace, Fuel, Smash Mouth, all you. Yeah.
They'll play all that stuff.
They apparently have a DJ named Fitz.
Got some Third Eye Blind thrown in there.
I do like Third Eye Blind. So.
That's right. Semi-charm kind of life, baby.
Yeah. That's what everybody's go-to is for them.
What? Semi-Charm Life?
Yeah. Should we talk about the news, or you want to just keep it on local radio stations?
I don't know that it's local. It might be a nationwide thing, but it is Fickle 93. But no, we can move on. We can move on to the
news. We for sure don't have Fickle 93 here.
No.
All right, first story. Nintendo's announced a new color for the Switch Lite, and it's coral.
And it's pretty.
It is pretty. I think it has a good look to it. I think that it's the kind of like pink color that anyone could carry. I don't think it's exclusive. Like, it doesn't scream you have to be a lady to carry it.
Right. It's not really it's more of a pinkish peach.
Like a salmon.
I guess kind of like a salmon color. Yeah.
Yeah. I would be a confident gentleman to carry that down the street. No problem.
Oh, if that thing was hot neon pink, I'd be fine. So.
Yeah, I don't even know why I brought this up, because I like all pinks, and purple's pretty much my favorite color. So I don't even know why I brought this up. But I want the burly gentleman who listens to this show to know that it's okay to carry a salmon pink colored Nintendo Switch Lite. It's got a good look to it. It's going to come out April 3rd, just a couple weeks after Animal Crossing. I'm sure that that's not a coincidence. It is available for pre-order right now, and it'll be the normal $200 that the this Switch Lite carries as a price tag. That's a good color. I still think I like the teal and the yellow, but that's a contender. The gray can go fuck itself.
Yeah, no gray, huh?
What's boring? Look at the pantheon of colors, and then look at that gray.
Yeah. There needs to be a purple in there somewhere, though.
Yeah, they're kind of carrying like almost a pastel-y mm-hmm. palette, and I'm into that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing a
the teal, the coral, the yellow, and the gray. Yeah, very pastel-y, or I guess chalk colors.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing a purple join that family. You're right; it would fit right in.
Uh huh.
But they're staying away from like your primary.
Right.
Gerald likes the gray because he's boring. He didn't say that last part, but I added that. There's no way the gray is the least fun of those. It looks like a fucking T86 calculator. Oh yeah, he prefers the coral, so we'll let him back in. Or the teal, we'll let him back in. I like that yellow because I feel like yellow is probably the least desirable.
But it's also yellow is very underused.
Right.
Too.
I think so too.
So I mean, now it says I'm a trend. You pull out a yellow Switch Lite, you're telling people you're a trendsetter.
When I ordered my my drone, my quadcopter, whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
They had like every color in stock, and I had to special order yellow.
Right.
Which I didn't do it to prove a purpose. I ordered yellow because I wanted to make sure in the tall grass I could find it if I ever crashed it.
Right.
And bright yellow seemed like the best color for that. My dad actually gifted me the white one, and I returned it and bought the yellow.
Oh.
So.
You didn't think the white one would show up in the grass, or was it just boring? Mm-mm.
I didn't think it would. Also, I crashed it in the house when I first got it.
Oh.
So I didn't want the one I'd fucking crashed. It's like, don't fly this in the house. I'm like, cool if I fly it in the house?
Crash.
The thing is like, don't fly this indoors. The app is like, hey, I think you're indoors. I'm like, just take off.
Oh, it's fine. Smash. Ooh.
Not and then I'm like, I can't even move this because all the safety features won't let me fly it. So let me disable those so I can fly it a little bit. Crash. I'm like, well, this one's defective. Clearly, I need a different one. So I special ordered the yellow, and I'm a big fan of it. I'm not a drone enthusiast or anything like that. I use the DJI Spark, which is, I would say, very entry level. It's cool, but it's not super high end or anything. It's a few hundred dollars.
Right.
And again, it was a gift.
Why don't you take this next story? Mostly you sure? Because I don't care, and you do.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Yeah. I think you should take this next story.
Okay. So Nintendo revealed a ton of new information about Animal Crossing New Horizons during dedicated Nintendo Direct presentation, on top of showing a variety of quality of life improvements, new features, terraforming, and providing a new look at the Switch Online app integration. The company also confirmed, and this is not really a shock, but they've come out and said that it'll have Amiibo support. New Horizons will be compatible with both Amiibo Crossing Amiibo figures as well as Amiibo cards. By scanning an Amiibo, you can invite the character to your island campground. You can also take photos with them in a new mode called Photopia. I don't like that at all. I don't like Photopia.
You don't like Photopia?
I don't like the way that sounds.
Not to be Phototopia? Confused. Anamata?
It's Phototopia also. I had a stroke.
That's why I had you take it. Cause
Phototopia.
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 Kind of like a play on Utopia, only with photos. It's a horrible pun, by the way. It's a horrible take on it.
It's not good. But there are currently 16 different Animal Crossing Amiibo figures, and the game will launch on March 20th. The name is stupid. Phototopia.
Phototopia.
That's how they're going to work. They will work. The reason I bring this up is because right now, pretty much any retailer that still has Animal Crossing Amiibi have them extremely discounted because they didn't sell the first time around.
Mm-hmm.
So I know specifically at GameStop, I think most of them, minus like KK Slider and some of your bigger ones, are $5 right now.
Ooh.
So if you're into Animal Crossing and into having the Amiibos, now is a good time to go scoop them up. Can't wait for that game, by the way.
I know you can't. You're super excited for it.
Right before the show, producer Gerald confirmed he was going to pick it up. So we're excited.
I don't think he did. I don't remember that. I remember we confirmed I am definitely not getting it.
Yeah.
And I don't think that, I think producer Gerald said he was in the middle of too many games right now.
No, he said no, but his mouth and his heart weren't saying the same thing. As
oh,
well.
Okay. Got it. You read his insides. So I yeah. see. Okay. Yep. Fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm good at reading insides, if you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you feelings. Are. Yep.
He's got nope up, but I think what he means is.
Right. In his heart.
Yeah. No means yes, I think is what he's saying.
Ooh. No. 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 Not that's not a good look, Ryan.
What? Animal Crossing?
No means yes. That's not a good look.
Well, in this case it does.
Oh. I don't think it ever does. He's got a NASA nope going on there.
I see that.
Huh.
We'll see. We'll see. That's what I'll say. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
PlayStation has announced that it will not be attending GDC in San Francisco this year amid concerns surrounding the coronavirus. Speaking to GamesIndustry.biz, Sony, an SIE representative, said skipping the show was its best option and the safest decision when keeping in mind the welfare of its employees.
It's interesting.
Yeah. GDC 2020 is set to begin on March 16th and run through March 20th in San Fran. It should be noted also that Facebook and Oculus is also opting to not attend the show. They made the same calls for the same reason.
I thought that was super telling because they are there.
Right.
So, you know, with Sony, I guess, you know, I kind of get it, but, you know, Oculus and Facebook, it's right there.
Yeah, it's
basically
right
in
close.
Their backyard.
And they're not going. So coronavirus is apparently more of a concern than we thought. I think there's, what, 800?
I don't know the number, but, you know, for each of the last 3 weeks, we've talked about the potential impact of stuff, and I think it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, I do agree.
And I know a lot of people are probably thinking this is the least impacting of that, but we talk about video games here, so... That's the part we're going to give you. Obviously, the human side of it is much worse. But that we're not on here to talk about that.
And, we are not. So these announcements also follow news that PlayStation decided to pull out of PAX East. So,
yep, they cited the same thing, and that was supposed to be the first public appearance of The Last of Us 2, the first time it was playable.
Yep, and there were some concerns that... a lot of people bought tickets to PAX East just to see that game and play that game.
Now, are you upset if you're Corona?
No.
And everybody keeps saying the coronavirus?
No. No. Not if you're actually like the beer?
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
Could they have named it something else, though, that wasn't our fucking name, you know?
I don't know. They probably could have called it... Budweiser virus, I guess.
Yeah. The Bud Light virus. You'd be like, shit, oh no. That's what I'm saying. It's a little on the nose.
But no, I think it, if anything, it probably helps because that the coronavirus, the joke, you know, we've joked about it. Yeah. So they're like, ooh, let's buy Corona because it's, we're going to be all, you know. Funny.
So you're saying no publicity is bad publicity, even with a terrible virus outbreak?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wondering. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Gerald's says, what does that say? It's first contracted in the 1900s?
1960s.
Characterized.
Yeah.
Human
coronavirus. Okay. Human coronaviruses. This one is actually called, what, COVID-16 or something, I think?
Yeah.
Something like that, so.
It's coming from, and we probably shouldn't, I have no idea what I'm talking about. It's coming from eating those little things, though, right? Those little armadillo-looking things? Isn't that where people are getting it from?
I don't know.
Getting it from?
I don't know. What are those little armadillo-looking things?
Starts with a P. They're, like, super endangered.
Oh, I don't know. No.
See if you can find out where it's coming from.
Well, it's coming from what, Wuhan, China, I think.
Yeah, but I think they're eating these things that are endangered, and that's where they. I think I read that that's where this strand came from.
Huh. I don't know.
Starts with a P, like those.
Oh, I don't know what those are.
There it is. That first one. What is it?
Pangolins.
Yeah. They're like armadillo. They're very endangered, though.
They're very armadillo-y.
Yeah, aren't they armadillo-esque?
Yes.
They look like an armadillo and a hedgehog fucked.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, I don't begin to know, but I think I read an article saying that originally they suspected bats, people eating bats, but now I think they're saying that came from these. Also, don't eat bats, probably. Also, don't eat endangered things.
Right.
While I'm throwing out stuff, you know? This was cool and unexpected to me, but No Man's Sky just put out a new update, 2.3. And they've added living ships. Have you got a chance to see any of this?
I have not. I've heard about them and read about them, but I haven't got a chance to actually see it. Have you?
Yeah, they're cool. I've not played it, but I've seen videos. These pilotable behemoths are a major focus of the latest update. They've also released full patch notes. There is a bazillion changes, but among these changes are the fact that NPCs can now hail your communicator in space to call for assistance. Or rope you into some scheme, as well as additional new rare encounters that will offer up new thrills and potentially yield interesting rewards. You will also now be able to warp as a group if you're playing in multiplayer, which is extremely handy and something we've needed for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But living ships really seems to be the thing, and they're super cool looking. I think I saw two or three different ones they showed off. This is probably the video I watched. It's just the trailer from them. Yeah, this is the one that I watched. And they're neat looking. You'll see one really quickly if this video ever plays.
Which is video
struggling, yeah.
It is.
But see, he's inside one of the living ships now.
Okay, yep.
I do see. You know, there's not much to it, maybe different. It's just neat. It's neat that they exist. See that one, and it kind of, you can't see in this video, but it kind of like breathes. You can see it's kind of like pulsing. But it's got me, like every No Man's Sky, it's got me thinking about that game again.
Yeah, I always think about that game from time to time.
What a good game. What a game that became what people wanted.
Yeah.
It's probably not the right way to do business.
No, but they did adapt and overcome, like you wouldn't believe, though. I mean, this is a prime example of that.
They have those different, like, jet streams that come out of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Hello Games could have given up and probably should have given up on this, but I love that they didn't, and I really think it's turned into a thing.
It certainly has.
The game's cool as hell. I don't care what anybody says.
Me either.
We're going to close out with our Stadia update, our weekly Stadia update. Wouldn't be right if we didn't, because we're single-handedly keeping Stadia alive.
That's right.
Popular SteamWorld series. What was that, Gerald? Gerald sold his Stadia, so he's dead to me.
Didn't you have the Founders Edition, Gerald?
Yep.
He sold the Founders Edition.
$225, so he turned a little profit, too, people might say. Back to the Stadia. Stadia, I don't have another S word that I could call it.
Stadia.
Yeah, I know. It was like a Stadia update. I wanted a fun thing.
Oh, like Stadia Second?
Yeah. But it's going to take like longer.
Right. Stadia seconds?
That sounds like I'll have another plate, please.
Mm.
The popular SteamWorld series is soon to make its way to Stadia. Publisher Thunderful has announced the four most recent games in the series, SteamWorld Dig, SteamWorld Heist, SteamWorld Dig 2, and SteamWorld Quest, are coming to the platform soon, though exact date wasn't announced. The cool thing is here, all four games will be available to Stadia owners, but Stadia Pro subscription members will get the most recent two games, SteamWorld Dig 2 and SteamWorld Quest, at no additional charge. So there's something to look forward to there. Quick PSA, if you have the Founders Pack and you had played it, you are about to be auto-renewed if you weren't just auto-renewed. So if you want to cancel your Pro membership, you need to do it now. I have heard it's very easy to do. You can do it from Chrome. But if you have not done so, then you should, because mine just renewed. So you're probably right there around the time frame.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to leave mine going.
There's still a lot of people out there shitting on Stadia.
Yeah. Not us, though.
No, not us.
Not us. We're supporters, some might say.
Yeah, I will be a supporter. I will get one at some point.
You could have bought Gerald's for a steep fucking increase.
Yeah, I don't want one that bad. I don't need the Founders pack.
Yeah, you could have bought one for a hefty price. I'm going to play mine today.
You are?
Mm-hmm. I'm not doing shit else. The back what are you situation. Play? I don't know.
Have you decided? No.
But I'm going to play it.
You're just going to dig through there and play some of the free games?
Yeah, I got a case to put the controller and everything in.
Mm.
It was just a cheap case. I got to give me a $5 on $3 day. And it's got like the compartments that you can move the little foam dividers. So I kind of made it fit. And now I'm going to cut out some foam that I have laying around and actually make it like fit.
Ah.
So
they have it. This was a case designed for the Stadia?
No, it's not. So it's similar to the second one you see there. That's what, $21.99?
Mm-hmm.
Go all the way to the top. So it's like, it's basically that. And inside there, it has these movable little foam separators.
Okay.
Where you see that one's like made for a controller. Well, this has little foam walls you can put wherever you want. And then I'm going to put foam down in there, cut out to the controller shape.
Gotcha.
Because I have some foam laying around. I wanted something big enough that it holds not only the controller, but if I wanted to take the Chromecast with me, like if I'm going on vacation or something, I wanted something where I could throw everything in one. And at the time, they didn't really have anything. They have tons of options now. But right. See, I don't want the cord pressing on the top of the controller sticks and all that.
Right. I get that.
And that's just the charge cable. That doesn't even have the Chromecast and the power adapter for that.
Hmm.
Yeah. So anyways, I picked that case up for $3. And so I had the controller out fiddling with it, and it made me want to play even more. So,
you like that controller?
It's a good controller. I think it's a well-built controller. I'll tell you right now, on the market, first party, I don't think there's a bad controller in the bunch. Maybe Joy-Con excluded. I'm talking about Pro Controller.
Right. I know.
But the Switch Pro Controller, the DualShock 4, the Xbox controller, and the Stadia controller, I think they're all fantastic. They really are all good controllers.
Don't forget that Ouya controller.
Rest in peace, Ouya.
R.I.P. I saw that
good. Yeah, me too. Not a good controller.
It was not a good controller. You're right. That clear, box is fucking cool, though. That little cube.
I have two Stadia controllers.
Two Stadia? No, two Ouya controllers.
Two Ouya controllers. Gerald, can you search for Reading Rainbow Stadia or Ouya and see how much they are now? Because I still am determined to buy one of those. Because
you still want one, huh?
Yeah, I'm still determined to have one before it goes off into the sunset. Their sign.
Ouya. It's an Ouya.
Yeah, that's my fault. I said Stadia. Yeah.
I know you did.
I'm an asshole.
You are. You're right, Dick.
Yep, that's me.
Yep.
Google's acting like a son of a bitch right now, too.
It sure is. Man.
Let's see. I'm sure there's one on eBay. Look how good that looks.
Yes, it does look good.
Man, I wish Ouya would have worked out.
Yeah.
Take a look. It's in a book, you know.
But that controller is garbage.
Controller is garbage. You see an eBay listing or anything? Or no, that thing can't be bought.
I can't get it no more.
Well, the problem is when you search for that, everybody's like, Reading Rainbow shirts?
Yep.
So, because everybody's like, what's a Ouya?
Particularly Google, apparently.
Yeah, what's a Ouya? Well, that's because they sell a streaming box. Yeah, right. Convenient. No. Those searches don't work anymore.
It's all in the algorithm. They're censoring.
Yeah, I'm like, why can't I see GeForce Now or Xbox X Cloud at all? They're like, we don't know. It's an algorithm thing.
Right.
It's got nothing to do with us for sure. Wink, wink.
Well, it brings it up by popularity, and people just aren't looking for those.
That's right. Turns out no one's interested. Now, fun fact, have you seen Google Stadia? Because we've got an ad for you.
We do?
No, I mean them.
Oh.
If you'd like to advertise, though, get at us. GameStitch at podcast.com. Podcast at GameStitch.com. Do it the right way.
Right.
Reading Rainbow Ouya just exclusively pulls up Reading Rainbow stuff.
Yes, it does.
It's upsetting. I mean, I get it. All those collectors are holding on to a fine piece of history. So I can't say. Gerald, can you pull up, because we're running short on time, we got to go a little bit longer. Can you pull up last week's email from the show notes and see how much the auction is up for, or just search for it,
The
Sony Nintendo PlayStation.
Sony Nintendo Station.
Now, I read an article that said that some of those bids had been rescinded and that the total had actually come down.
Really?
I also read an article saying...
Are you allowed to like pull a bid like that?
They must not have qualified, maybe. But I read a thing also saying that the whoever owns it was offered $1 million for it and turned it down in lieu of taking it to auction.
Oh.
So I'm interested to see if that was a misstep. Or not.
Interesting.
All right, let's see. Let's see what this bad boy's talking
about. What's it up to? Yeah.
Terry, what's his name? Terry Dickland? The guy that
maybe.
Owns it?
Terry, I don't think it's Terry Dickland. It can't be, right?
It looked like it at a glance. It's 12 days left.
Uh-huh.
And
it's up to $300,000.
Yeah. That is less than last time that we talked about it.
Yeah, it is.
How much is that with the buyer's premium? I can't see.
420. 360.
360. I think it was 420 last time we looked.
Yeah, yeah.
Because smoke them if you got them, you know.
That's right.
So that's interesting. And you bring up a good point. The way I understand auctions work is you can't not bid after you bid.
Right. You can't, like, take your bid can't back.
Unbid, right.
I've never heard of that, especially not in these, you know, more upscale auctions. Like, I get it if you're, like, going down to the local American Legion for their auction, they probably would let you.
You're like, I was just scratching my balls. I wasn't bidding.
Right. But I don't know when you go to these auction houses like this and, you know?
Yep.
I've never been known that you were able to just, oh, change my mind, pull my bid.
I don't know the ins and outs, but I read that the top was converted to play Famicom games. Or was mm-hmm. It didn't work at first, but now it does work. And the bottom just plays audio CDs.
Oh, it doesn't even play games?
There's no games for it, so.
Oh, well, you'd think it would still play a...
Here's the thing. I hope whoever wins it, I hope that they put it in a museum somewhere where other people can see it. That's what I hope. I hope this isn't destined for someone's basement collection and it's never seen again.
Yeah, bring it up to the Strong Museum up here in Rochester.
It would be a good place for it.
The Strong Museum of Play.
It would be a good place for it. So I hope it does go somewhere like that.
Because I would like to see it.
Obviously, it's always theirs, and you know it'll say that it's on loan from that person, and that's all well and good, but I hope that other people have the chance to see it in person. But that's a quick update there. That's it for the news. We're going to move on to shout-outs.
Shout.
Remember, if you want a shout-out, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch and support the $10 tier, just like Thomas and Zag did. Now, I've done something different this week.
Okay.
Those lovely gentlemen haven't written in a while, so we've been providing shout-outs from them. And we've been doing a lackluster job providing shout-outs.
I would say that's a fair assessment, yes.
So what I've done is I've searched for 25 random thoughts on a website called Scoop Whoop, apparently. I just searched for random thoughts, and it took me to Scoop Whoop.
Scoop Whoop.
Scoop Whoop. So I will now give two random thoughts. So the first one, this is going to be Thomas's. I think you're going to like this, and I want to talk about it after.
Okay.
If poison expires, is it more poisonous or no longer poisonous?
If poison expires, huh?
Exactly.
My mind's blown right now.
Huh. I was looking for... I typed in random shout-outs, and it was a bunch of things on how to earn money on Instagram by poking your butt out. And I was like, that's not what I'm looking for. So then I just typed in random thoughts, and I clicked on Scoop Whoop, And I was like, what is this? And I have little pictures drawn for each one. And I read the first one, which is the poison one. And I was like, that's fantastic.
That's is fantastic. Super good.
Because I don't know. I don't even know.
I would say that from a scientific, from a science point, I would say that it's probably less poisonous because loses its potency.
Yeah, I would think so. I think it's probably not, it's not poisonous, but it's probably less poisonous.
Yes. Yes. It's not just not poisonous, but it is probably less. I agree. Yes. That's my thought on that.
Now a couple of these are good. So I'm going to do the next one, which I appreciate. And then I'm going to do, an honorable mention, even though we only have two shout outs, cause some of these are good as hell.
Yeah. You can read as many of them as you want.
Okay. So this will be Zach's, why aren't blueberries blue?
What color are blueberries?
They're kind of like a purple. Should have been called purple berries.
Yeah, I got some issues with that one. I would say they're blue.
They're definitely purple. Here, all right, you'll like this
you
one
You could
better.
Go with...
Okay. Who decided to put the S in Lisp?
What an asshole that guy is, right?
Right.
We're going to make it so that you...
The little image says, holy thit. And it's got a THIT beside it. If you get scared half to death twice, do you die?
No. I don't know that you can get scared half to death. I think that's just a saying. It's not an actual thing.
Which letter is silent in the word sent? Is it the S or the C?
Yeah, it's perfect. That's true. I've heard that one before.
In order to sleep, we must first pretend to sleep.
That's true.
That one's pretty good, too.
That's true. That's 100% true.
Why is something sent by a car called a shipment, but something sent by a ship called cargo?
Huh. That's the old driveway parkway conundrum.
Yeah. But why is it called quicksand if it drowns you slowly?
But yeah, I don't know that you actually do.
Do twins ever realize that one of them was unplanned? I think all the time they probably do.
But which one? That's where the argument comes in.
Right.
That's where the real discussion is.
Why is the W called a W? Shouldn't it be a double V?
Right. Yes. I agree with that 100%. It's an excellent question.
Maybe oxygen is actually slowly killing you and it just takes 75 to 100 years to fully work.
I don't think that's how science works, but okay.
Every time you clean something, you make something else dirty.
That's true. Wow.
That one's harsh.
Ooh. That one's, yeah, that one expands my horizons a little bit. Because it's absolutely true. And you never think about it.
Oof. I'm going to skip this one because I don't think it's good. 100 years ago, everyone owned a horse and only the rich owned cars. Today, everyone has cars, but only the rich own horses.
Wow. Not wrong. I don't know. No, there's people that aren't rich that own horses.
This one will really get this a head scratcher here. If you rip a hole in a net, there are actually fewer holes than before you ripped it.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Why did kamikaze suicide pilots wear helmets?
Good question. Well, because I don't think... Yeah, I don't know.
Yep. Why do we say sleep like a baby, even though a baby wakes up every few hours?
Right.
It says 25, but there's way more than 25 of these. If a spoon is made of gold, is it still silverware?
Yes.
Why doesn't glue stick to the inside of a bottle?
Huh. It does eventually, right?
I don't know.
Why doesn't glue stick to the... It's probably...
We pass the anniversary of our death every year without knowing.
That's stupid. That's not a good one.
How come people all say things that go without saying?
I was like, what?
Like, you know when people are like, it goes without saying, but then they say it anyways.
Oh. Eh.
Yeah. So those are fun. Those come from Scoop Whoop.
Scoop Whoop.
Or Whoop Scoop.
Whichever it is.
I don't even remember, right. I don't remember which one it is. Scoop Whoop or Whoop Scoop.
Whoop Scoop.
Whoopity Scoop.
Whooper Scooper. Scoopity Whoopity Woo.
Yeah, Gerald just confirmed the blueberries are purple, but that's, I already knew that.
They are a deep purple. It is the other. It is the color of anthocyanin.
Now which I is will the say,
found.
You're not wrong in saying they're pretty much blue because they are pretty much blue, but they're purple. Look, Scoop Whoop, he found it.
Hey, there it is, Scoop Whoop.
Yeah. What do they do?
I don't know. It's breaking news and other stuff.
Scoop Whoop looks like the ads that are at the bottom of a page. Like, you won't believe what this fuckface looks like 25 years later.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever happened to the cast of Full House?
Yeah. It's like Facebook for people that want to fuck.
Step by Step is the big one right now, I guess.
I was on like a normal website, like a regular website, and it had a thing like Facebook for people looking to hook up, and I was like, damn. I was on like Yahoo or something.
Right.
I think it was a porn ad.
There was a Facebook for, that doesn't even make sense.
Fuckbook. No, it wasn't called that. It said it was like a Facebook for people
that's
looking
to hook
up. That's
probably a real thing though.
I'm like, isn't that Facebook? But yeah. Fuckbook is for sure a thing.
Fuckbook's probably a real thing.
Yeah, turn your safe search on if you're at work.
Yeah.
No need to get fired. I can almost guarantee you shouldn't go to any website with profanity in it, though, at work.
That's a general rule that you could probably live by at your place of employment.
Yeah. So thanks for the 20-some-odd shout-outs, guys. It was a lot. You went above and beyond this week.
You did. You really put in the work this week.
Yeah. Yeah. So until we get them, I think I'm going to try to do things like that. We won't always read that many that I got excited. But just to jazz it up, because we weren't giving good shout outs, and I think that was a disservice to our patrons and to our friends and to you as listeners, and maybe inspired less of you to want to be a part of that. So we're trying to keep it fun. Some of those are going to work on me for the rest of the day, too.
Right.
That poison one's real good.
The poison one is good.
It's really good.
More potent, yeah. I still think it becomes less poisonous, but it's still my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I think the only way for us to find out is get a hold of some.
Go for it.
And then one of us has to drink it when it's not expired, and the other will drink it when it's expired.
That sounds like a good producer Gerald job.
For science, I'll go last. I don't want to be the control. I'll just say that right now. Yeah. Gerald's upset because Dan wants to kill him, which is fair. It's a fair thing to be upset about.
That is a fair thing to be upset about.
Yeah, I got
to
be honest. I don't want
to kill him. Actually, Gerald, I was going to allow you to take the expired poison.
Right. One of us has to take the placebo, so I'll do that just to prove that we're not
right,
faking
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to stay over here and remain chameleon it. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
The slender detachable tail and the ability to quickly adapt colors. Also fickle as fuck. Fickle.
That's
sickle.
Where I'll be.
I keep thinking fickle pickle every time you say fickle, and I don't think that's a thing, but that's what keeps jumping out at me.
Well, because it's a rhyme.
Yeah,
I
the fickle
it.
Pickle.
I get
maybe,
it.
Maybe a new show.
It's wrong, but I get it.
Maybe a video game I'll put out in dreams. I'll call it the Fickle Pickle, and I'll start working on it, and you'll control the pickle.
Okay.
Maybe he'll look similar to the Planner's Peanut guy, because that's what I picture, spindly little arms and legs.
Okay.
No top hat, no monocle, but the Fickle Pickle.
The Fickle Pickle.
Maybe his name's Jerry.
No, it can't be Jerry.
What's a good pickle name?
I don't know. I'll have to work on the name.
Jerry the Fickle Pickle.
Victor.
Nah. Victor? Yeah. That's too powerful for a pickle.
No, it's
what
not.
About Pete the Fickle Pickle?
Pete the Fickle Pickle?
Pete the Pickle, yeah. Pete the Fickle Pickle.
Hmm.
No?
Fred, what about Fred? Fred Fickle Pickle.
Fred Fickle Pickle. I don't like the two F's next to each other like that.
Oh, I do. I think it's nice.
Fred Fickle Pickle. Nice to meet you. Is his middle name Fickle?
Fickle Pickle Fred.
What about...
Fickle Fred Pickle.
Bartholomew.
Bartholomew? No, the name can't be longer than the title.
Bart Fickle Pickle.
Bart? Bart the Fickle Pickle?
Yeah. I don't like it. I think it needs to be a P name. Like Perry the Fickle Pickle.
What about, like Pete?
Yeah, I like Pete. Pete's the one that
Pete,
I hit on.
Pete could work.
Yeah, Pete the Fickle Pickle.
Pete the Fickle Pickle.
Huh. There's not a lot of P names out there.
There's not. Perry?
Perry. Perry, that's the other one I just said. You just said the two that I said.
Paul. Oh, did I?
Paul the Fickle Pickle.
Paul? No, that one doesn't work. Patrick?
Patrick. No, but you can't do anything animated as Patrick because you're automatically ripping off SpongeBob now.
That's not true. Just Pat. Just Pat then.
Pat the Fickle Pickle?
Pat the Fickle Pickle.
Pat's too short. You want something that's Fickle Pickle range. It could be Peter the Fickle Pickle.
Ooh, what about Phineas?
Phineas and Ferb also taken.
Phineas starts with a P though.
Yeah. But you can't do Phineas and Ferb. They're too.
You can too. You can no. You can't do Ferb. You can do Phineas. You can't do them together because then it becomes a copyright issue.
What about Periwinkle?
No.
Periwinkle.
No.
The Finkle Pinkle. The Fickle Pickle.
You can't even say it.
I know it turned into Finkle.
Finkle Pinkle.
Can you get it just real quick before we go out? Can you search for P
the
names?
Finkle Pinkle. Finkle Pinkle.
Names that start with a P. Maybe.
Oh, careful. Yeah, don't do P names. Please.
It's what people name their urine.
There you go. Penelope, Parker, Paisley, Peyton, Piper, Phoenix. Whoa.
Paisley the Fickle Pickle.
Penelope.
Penelope the Fickle Pickle is pretty good, too.
It is. That's a good one. There's a Peter Paul, Prince Pedro, Pablo Pierce, Poppy Penny,
Preston
Princess.
The Fickle Pickle. That sounds like an uppity pickle. Preston the Fickle Pickle.
I'm not into the uppity part.
What about Paisley the Pickle Pickle? The Fickle Pickle.
Paisley? What about Paxton?
Paxton the Fickle. I always think of Bill, so that's not a bad thing.
Bill Paxton is a
Paxton
superstar.
Paxton the Fickle Pickle.
Philip.
Philip the Fickle Pickle. That's kind of harsh. I like Parker the Fickle Pickle.
Parker? Parker the Fickle Pickle? Yeah, that one works.
Yeah. Parker Pickle, that's what he's short. You know, that's when you don't say his middle name. He'll just be Parker.
Ooh, Piper. Piper Pickle. Piper the Fickle Pickle.
Piper Pickle. Peter
Piper picked a peck of pickled.
I just realized that's why Pete sounds so good to us, because of
Peter Piper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter picked a pack of pickles.
Pickled peppers.
Yeah, that's why it sounds so good to us, because
yeah,
we're used
Peter
to associating.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers, yeah.
Yeah, we're so used to associating Pete.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
We didn't even know. Princeton, the Fickle Pickle. I like how they've put the gender beside it, the name.
And they tell you what genders it works for?
Yeah. You
on
see
this
that,
website?
What they've done
yeah,
there?
That works.
What is this website? TheBurp.com? The Bump. Yeah, that makes more sense than the Burp.
The Burp.
It had a tab up top that said getting pregnant.
Yeah,
I don't even know
yeah.
what all could be in there. So let us know about the P name we should use. Support us over at patreon.com/GameStitch. I think we finally stretched this show long enough. You can follow us on Twitter @game_stitch. I'm at podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan, and Gerald is at Hoffin Show. So that's where you can find all of us. And then again, you can always write in podcast@GameStitch.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any thoughts or just need to get something off your chest, need to tell us how amazing we are, all that
stuff. Any concerns, bitches, gripes, moans, complaints.
Ooh, those go straight to Dan.
Yeah, that's fine. They'll probably be ignored by Dan too, but you can go ahead and write
filter those
us.
Out, bring them to my attention as necessary. You know, I like a good buffer from the complaints. I feel like it's a situation where you go like 2 years from now, you'd be like, hey, somebody emailed me a complaint. I just now saw it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, well, it's probably fine at this point.
Yeah. Fixed.
Yep. So, probably going to name this episode The Fickle Pickle.
That's fair.
That way, if we decide to use it, we've emailed it to ourselves.
Right.
No one else can ever use the term fickle pickle, which has certainly already been used.
I probably, without a doubt.
Certainly used for probably multiple applications. So that's going to do it for us. Until next time, good night.
Good night.